Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. Many people are tempted to settle an old debt for less than they owe, but they're unsure about how it would affect their credit. Deanna asks, I don't have a huge amount of debt, but it's killing my credit score, and I want to get rid of it. Is it better to pay an old credit card debt in full or to settle it for less? Debt settlement is the process of making a large one-time payment toward a debt in exchange for having the balance of the debt forgiven. For instance, let's say that Deanna has $6,000 in credit card debt and she hasn't been able to make minimum payments for many months. The credit card company may approach Deanna, or she could contact them about settling the debt for $3,000 and canceling the remaining $3,000. How much you can settle a debt for is always negotiable, and the higher your balance, the bigger the discount you're likely to receive on a percentage basis. Settlement is typically an option for unsecured debts, like credit cards and medical bills, that are not backed by collateral that could be seized by the creditor and sold to pay off the debt, as is the case with a car or home loan. In general, an unsecured creditor would rather get a smaller upfront payment than risk getting no payments on the account. If you have a lump sum of cash to make a debt settlement, paying less than you owe may sound like a dream come true. However, there are drawbacks to be aware of. The first downside to settling debt is that it shows up on your credit report. Anytime you pay less than you borrowed, including interest, you damage your credit history and credit scores. Negative information, like late payments or a settlement, remain in your credit file for up to 7 years from the original delinquency date. Making a payment or settlement doesn't reset the clock and cause negative information to stay in your credit history any longer. If your credit scores are already in the dump because you missed payments or the account was turned over to a collection agency, taking a settlement will probably have little or no additional negative effect on your credit scores. Just remember that a settlement on your credit file looks bad to potential future lenders because it shows that you have a history of not paying back what you borrow. A second downside to settling debt is that you typically owe tax on any amount that's canceled or forgiven. Creditors are required to report forgiven debt that totals $600 or more to the IRS, which means that you'll receive Form 1099-C at the end of the year and must include the amount on your tax return. There are exceptions when you don't have to include forgiven debt in your income, including debt on a principal residence as outlined in the Mortgage Debt Relief Act, debt discharged through bankruptcy, and debt if you are insolvent, which is when your total debts exceed the fair market value of your total assets. This isn't a complete list of exemptions, so be sure to refer to IRS Publication 4681 or consult with a tax accountant for more information. So Deanna wouldn't have to repay the credit card company $3,000 if she settled, but she'd still owe Uncle Sam a big chunk of it, depending on her income and tax situation. The settlement saves her money, but means she might have to come out of pocket for an unexpected tax bill. If having good credit is your main priority because you want to qualify for a car or home loan in the future, paying off an old debt in full is the best option. For some, paying off debt as agreed is a matter of pride and ethics. But if your objective is simply to repay as little debt as possible, settling is the best route. Don't fall into the trap of mistakenly believing that if you don't pay an old debt, that it will just disappear. Nothing could be farther from the truth. As I mentioned, unpaid debt gets wiped off your credit report after 7 years, but you still legally owe the money. Unless a debt is forgiven or discharged through bankruptcy, the creditor can attempt to collect from you forever. However, a creditor can't sue you once the statute of limitations for debt has expired. This is a legal window that varies widely by state and by the type of debt. In general, it begins from the date of your last account activity. Therefore, in some states, making a payment or settlement on an old debt can reset the clock on the statute of limitations. If you're considering settling an old credit card debt, here are 3 tips. Number 1, get your agreement in writing. Never pay a debt settlement until you receive a signed agreement showing that your payment will satisfy the entire debt and that the creditor gives up their right to sue you for the unpaid portion. Number 2, reduce spending on the card. A card company won't view you as a customer who deserves their sympathy if your statements show that you've been splurging on spas or designer shops. Cut back or stop making charges on the card several months before you request a debt settlement.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got 2 ingredients in 1 pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
And 3, make a low initial offer. Start by offering to pay a dollar amount that's about 25% of what you owe and expect the creditor to make a higher counteroffer. If a creditor doesn't agree to a debt settlement, ask about other opportunities to save money. For instance, request that they reduce your interest rate, lower your monthly minimum payments, or allow you to temporarily stop making payments. If you have access to cash to make a debt settlement, think carefully about the best way to use it. You may need the cash for everyday living expenses or Consider using it to file for bankruptcy instead if your financial situation is really dire. On the other hand, spending cash to pay off debt at a huge discount could make sense if your financial situation is starting to improve. You'll get a lot more money advice and tips when you sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter, join the Money Girl Facebook page, or follow on Twitter, where my username is @LauraAdams with no space. To get links to everything I've mentioned, there's a transcript of this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 286, called Settle Debt or Pay in Full, What's Better for Your Credit. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.